The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. Some of you bloggers, too. And, of course, all of you good guys out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty America. You have Bradley and Jake. Jake is the guy that we call the other guy. Now, folks, if you'd like to check us out online, you know the routine. sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to be a part of the show, 1-877-807-9977. Again, that number is 1-877-807-9977. Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, Mr. Other Guy? Because
it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. Many of you attend church every Sunday. And it's unfortunate.
For what it's worth.
A lot of people's brains are stuck in their pastor's head. Well, we do leadership church here every week as well. And this past weekend, I was live tweeting a lot of things that Bradley was speaking about from the pulpit. One of the quotes was, regarding murdered babies, abortion, we are going to stand before God to give an account in this country. And I just tweeted church this morning, hashtag Bradley Dean. We had a response from that, from somebody who was actually attending that church service. And we invite you to follow us on Twitter on Sundays for these very statements. Attended your church this morning, 2.5 hours well spent, ! I wish I could say the same for the church we've been going to, but no, I can't. So that was the response from it. Now, also, too, you know that we just got back from off the road.
Oh, slow your roll, though.
Yep.
Okay, so we're talking about church. Paul used to preach all night.
Yep. And is going
there away. Were some preachers in the olden days that would sit above a basement, and they would have people in the basement. And when the preacher was preaching and he wanted more power, he would kick the floor while they were interceding below his feet. Charles Spurgeon rightly said, God never sends a man that doesn't first trouble consciences, that troubles consciences. He's also the man that said, preachers are sent to slay sin. And that's exactly right. This is what's failing in the pulpits across America today, because they're not preaching the Word of God. They're preaching their little stories. They're making sure that they don't offend anybody for the word's sake. They're trying to appease everybody. In other words, what Aaron did with Moses, was up in the mountain receiving the Ten Commandments, not suggestions. And the people are down below creating a golden calf through all the gold and silver that was given to Aaron through the people. And that's exactly what you're seeing in America today. Now, I got to say this before I give it back over to you. I'm really glad for Moses' sake that he didn't take counsel before he led the children of Israel into the promised land? Because if he did, he would have never got the job done. This is what preachers of the day should be doing, is obeying God's commandments and getting away from the Aarons and the people of the day that can't stand Moses for the most part. What happened when Moses came down from the mount? The first thing he did is he said, hey, those that are on the Lord's side, come over here and slay your brothers. And what was he saying there? Slay their sin. Listen, they're going to die in the wilderness. And by the way, there was recompense from on high for those sins committed. Most people don't realize that because they only listen to what the hireling says in the pulpit in the first place. But again, friends, really what we need to understand is if you want to change the future, you're going to have to trouble the present. And troubling the present today is not hard to do. Just speak the truth is really what it comes to.
And this Sunday morning when I was tweeting this and we got that response, prior to that, another thing too is most churches are one day a week. Prior to that, on Wednesday, we're in San Diego at the Tea Party, doing San Diego Tea Party. Thursday, we're at the Businessmen's Fellowship in Escondido, California.
Same message.
Friday, that's right, the NAMM show, the National, what is it, the North American Music Merchants Convention, the largest one in the country, in the world, actually. You have vendors from all over the world coming, people that are musicians, aspiring musicians, and quote-unquote rock stars there. And there we were to give the gospel. And then Saturday, we're back, we did live radio. Sunday was church. So we stay busy and we keep the message consistent. But this message that you hear now is going on every Sunday afternoon. That's our church. That's what we live. That's what we breathe. And heck, there were some people that didn't even go to churches, like the John Wesleys of the world, when they went out in the fields and they went to the people.
They were ostracized. They were ostracized from the church. John 16.
We're going to wait for the church to get it.
They were kicked out of the church for preaching the truth. Just think of that, friends. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what you're seeing today. They don't want the voice of the prophet. They don't care about the apostolic. And they wonder why they're upside down, when in fact, when you read 1 Corinthians 12:28, it says, first the apostle, second the prophet, thirdly the teacher. Can I ask you something, friends? Where in Scripture is a pastor to lead the church? And what is the pastor's job to do when he does take care of the flock of Christ?
Guard and protect.
That's right. Guard them from what, Jake?
The wolves.
Thank you. What are they doing today, Jake?
You got to be a tough guy to be a pastor. There's no sissies that are pastors.
But the pastor's not supposed to do what the apostle does or the prophet or the teacher, when in fact they're the ones leading. And if America wants to know why they're at a standstill today, is because America has it completely upside down.
Yeah.
Read the Word of God. It's backwards, friends, as to what you see today.
Yep. And every pastor in the Bible, you look at Moses, he was a pastor. That's what he was doing when God called him. You look at David, he was a pastor. He was a shepherd.
No. What I'm trying to say, Jake, he was an apostolic prophet, and so was David.
Yeah.
Yes.
All of them. I guess what I'm getting at is when people call a pastor, that's not even a pastor.
Right.
You know, we think pastor, wimpy, cheesy. No.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Christ is the great shepherd. What is that? It's a pastor.
Yeah.
So he shepherds the sheep. He protects them. TechStart just recently on Sons of Liberty Radio. Prevention would have been better than trial, speaking of the Nuremberg trial.
Knocked it out of the park on WND.
We got actually a comment this morning, but one of the texts on the text art that you can like and share on Facebook. It would do us well to follow in our forefathers' footsteps, lest we, like Germany in the 30s, become accomplices to America's overthrow through our apathy and lack of repentance to our own demise.
Well,
Chuck said this is precisely what is happening in our country today. As he continues on, he comments on the quote, but go to Sons of Liberty Facebook on our tech start, and check us out, like the page, and become followers with what we're doing, not talking about.
Folks, at the 2:30 mark, we're going to have Joseph Fair, a founder of WorldNet Daily, online with us talking about civil disobedience. We'll be right back after this break. Civil disobedience, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message on DVD. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Jennifer. You had two gentlemen and a lady that worked in Love Park, Illinois, and I told them a story and was hoping they'd pray. I would like those people to know, thank you so much for praying for my little girl. She came out of her coma. They don't know how much brain damage that she had, but she's speaking, and I wanted to thank them so much for praying.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Looking back on 2012, we ask ourselves, how did we ever survive from natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy? Our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. At eFoods Direct, we hear from customers every day that are fortunate enough to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. After Hurricane Sandy, Danny from New York City wrote, "Almost all of the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and niece. It is better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. I can warn you, but I can't feed you." Heed the warnings and do what Alex has done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and build your food supply. It's the best tasting non-GMO long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Friends, if you'd like to be a part of the show, 1-877-807-9977. If you'd like to be my friend on Facebook, it's Bradley Dean. If you'd like to follow me on my Twitter account, it's Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. And if you'd like to go to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, go ahead and like the page. Again, that's Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. George Washington said, the first president of the United States, "For those that like to complain about what they tolerate in this country, the power under the Constitution will always be in the people." Let me say that again. The power under the Constitution will always be in the power of the people. It is entrusted for certain, listen carefully, it is entrusted for certain defined purposes and for a certain limited period to representatives of their own choosing. And whenever it is executed contrary to their interests or not agreeable to their wishes, their servants can and undoubtedly and will be recalled. So if you're complaining about something, then deal with those representatives that you've allowed to rule the roost.
Yep. Yep, exactly. You know what? That's exactly what just happened with this president. Mark Levin and his law firm took him to court because Obama thought he was going to appoint somebody when Senate was, quote, according to his understanding, in recess. 100% of the senators said that we are not in recess. You cannot just make an appointment without our approval. That's how it goes. That's the check and the balance. But this dictator in chief, as he likes to think of himself, said, no, I'll determine the rules. I'll say when you're in session. I believe you're in session. Therefore, I'm going to make this appointment.
What's emboldening this man to act in such a fashion?
Yep. Every single time he does something, he gets away with it.
That's right.
That's what keeps him bolder and bolder and bolder. Yep. Now, I'm not putting my trust or confidence in a court. The fact is, as George Washington said, in the beginning of our Constitution says, we the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union. That was not an established justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the general defense, and promote the general welfare. That is not the president's job until the people empower him to do it, or any branch of government for that matter. One of our radio show listeners.
Well, good for him.
Yeah, definitely. Article 2, Section 2, go ahead and read it, folks, and check out what just happened. A radio show listener in Pennsylvania just commented, "Keep up the great work. You totally inspire me to help to change our country for the better." Notice that the comments that I read, folks, they're not just, oh, you made me feel good.
Yep.
It made me wonderful. It was, oh, you gave me tools and equipped me to go change and to go out and apply it.
They didn't just sit there and complain about the problem. It's like two guys sitting at a bar stool somewhere getting drunk, complaining about how bad things are forgetting about their posterity, their wives.
How bad their kids are.
Totally.
My kids are terrible.
It's sick.
You believe this government?
It's shameful conduct, my friends.
And that's why it's due radio. So we do appreciate your comments. And those type of comments tell us, hey, we are fruit-bearing. And also, folks, because we're a nonprofit, we're fruit-bearing to your account. So all of your donations that go into this radio program, they produce comments like that. All over the country, they're happening on a daily basis. Our last column that we added now that's been carrying Bradley's columns every week is Godfather Politics. I encourage you to go check out that website. They've knocked it out of the park along with a whole bunch of other ones. But I just got a comment from Kyle, who actually writes for Conservative Action Alerts, and our stuff has been on there for quite some time now, conservativeactionalerts.com. Jake, I received the wonderful comic book testimonial of Bradley Dean. We talked a little bit about it last week, the week before. Great artwork and a powerful story. I'm so happy to be working with your team. And this is, again, the feedback. If you want to find that comic book, you go right to the Sons of Liberty radio page on the homepage. Go over to My War, click on it. That's the DVD series. The comic book goes right with it. We also had a comment when we were out in California. Very good show, guys. We were doing live radio out in California.
90% of California heard that interview.
That's right. On KBRT.
Potentially.
Right. Yep. This particular one was listening to our show. She said, very good show, guys. When are you coming to Northern Cal? And then she specifies Central Valley area.
See, this is what happens, friends. And this is what people need to hear. To those that listen to us on a daily basis, we get requests constantly. I just got another one right before I got on radio here. North Carolina.
Yeah.
When are you coming to North Carolina? How do we get you to North Carolina?
Yep.
It's so... I'm so happy to be a part of what's going on out there. Yeah. But what happens, especially to the listeners, you know, we get all these emails and we get all these texts and these Facebook comments and all this other good stuff. But the stuff that Jake is talking about, friends, when they get it in their hands, they're saying, man, I should have got this a long time ago. Yeah. Or we should have had you guys in a long time ago. Or when we do go, they say, oh, I wish I'd have brought my family with. So there's so much more to it, friends. We're not going around trying to get famous. We're just going out there showing people that it's doable to win your country back because I have hope. There's no worse hope, friends, than the end of hope. But if your hope is in Jesus Christ and the truth that we give and you respond to it, faith with your works, therein lies the hope. But you have to respond to it. So in saying all that to say this, every time I hear you talk about these, Jake, we should be throwing those things out in the mailbox in the hundreds every single day of the week. Yeah. Friends, I am telling you, it's quality stuff, nothing second rate, it's top notch. And first and foremost, you're to find your faith in the power and the demonstration of the Spirit of the living God. Not in Bradley, not in Jake, not in the Sons of Liberty, not in our founding documents. You're to find it by the Spirit of the living Christ. Yeah. And if that's the fruit of this ministry and that's why you listen to us on a daily basis, I'm not going to sit here and lie to you. And God isn't going to bear witness to the lie. It's awesome stuff. And it's life-changing, transforming, powerful stuff that Jake's talking about right now.
You know, and there's three ways to do this. Number one, we travel. And we will travel. We're going to be in Northern California probably within about a month, month and a half. So stay tuned for that. We're also going to be in Florida very shortly as well.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, I just got a call in the break from another group that wants us to come in on a different day to extend our tour. The point is we can't get to all these places at one time. So we may come to your area. We may not come to your area. That's up to you. But number two, if you want to see the message, get the My War documentary series.
It's up to your wife, too, isn't it?
It's a five-part
documentary series. I didn't need to say that on the radio.
She doesn't make those decisions.
No, she doesn't, but I think she tells you which ones to wear, right?
Which ones what?
Your pants.
Oh, the pants.
Yes.
That was a good joke. I like that. See, we have to keep humor into the show here. And producer, stay out of it.
Yeah. Tell the truth and shame the devil.
The My War documentary is this exact message, and it's on DVD. It's on the front of sonsoflibertyradio.com to the right-hand side. So you can see the message. Share it with your group. Share it with your Tea Party group, your church group. I don't care what group you have. But that's the next best thing other than having Bradley come in and share it live. The other thing is it takes a lot of resources to make these trips happen.
That's important. That's important, friends. We're not appeasing sponsors so we can be on the radio. We're telling you the truth to set men free in which only Jesus Christ can do. And you know as well as I do, some people, they're just going to say, you know, I really agree with everything you say, but you just might offend some of our sponsors. America, it's time to offend. Offend in Webster's 1828 is contrary to God's moral law. You should be offended that they're offended.
Yep.
And that's how you establish, folks, we need to make war against unrighteousness for Christ's sake, because he promises us that the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. You're promised the victory everywhere. No more excuses. Resources are important, Jake.
That's right. Resources are very important. This is how we get. Now, one of the things we do is, and you'll see
more sugar.
You'll see the videos, you'll see the pictures. We post them on the Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. You can follow us along. You can follow our live tweets because we're tweeting all the time. When you see these things, we're going to grassroots outreaches as well as arenas and things like that. But the importance is we don't want to be untouchable. So when we go to these grassroots areas and do tea parties, they don't have a lot of financial resources to bring us in. But folks, that's how you can send us, because they need it. They're leaders. They're mm-hmm. active in their communities. I just talked to a retirement community. These are old people, long retired, great grandkids. They're still fighting for their country.
Amen.
And they're willing to do it, and they want us to come in.
Just posted some pictures from the San Diego Tea Party from last week, talking to some old timers, man. And I love listening to their wisdom, because they were there.
Mm-hmm.
So they wisdom turned into testimony. I'll tell you what, I can take that with me, and I can run with that, because there's life in testimony.
Amen.
Yeah.
And your donations, folks, is what help us to do this. So I stress again, on the front page of our website, there's three ways you can donate. Go to the benefits package, become a son or daughter of liberty. That banner's on the right-hand side. Go get a $75 box set, support our cause for justice. That's on the right-hand side. And on the left-hand side, you can see a banner that says support our cause for justice. That's where you can give your donations today. If you need something back, you get a silver dollar for free for the $100 that you donate. Or you can donate so much more than that. Folks, there's people out there right now sowing into areas that are irrelevant. Your friends, your pastors,
look at the fruit of it.
Exactly.
Look at the fruit of it, yeah.
We need to sow into what's going to count and what's going to matter. And right now, this matters. The harvest field is white for the harvest. We see it, and we're taking it on.
And we want you to be a part of it.
That's right.
So it doesn't exclude you. It includes you.
That's right.
William Penn said, governments, like clocks, go from the motion, men give them. Man, just pulling those rugs today, aren't we? William Penn said, governments, like clocks, go from the motion men give them. Hmm. Men give them.
You gotta wind it up.
Wherefore, governments rather depend upon men than men upon governments. Let men be good, and the government cannot be bad. But if men be bad, the government will never be good.
That makes sense.
I emphasize each word on purpose.
If the batteries are dead in the remote control car, it doesn't matter how good that car is. It's not going to
Great
work.
Analogy.
If the batteries are good,
that is
fill it with life.
Oh, dude, that is like the greatest analogy I ever heard. Folks, when we come back, it's the 2:30.
Are you serious about that?
No, I'm not. As a matter of fact, the less
sense,
you say sometimes, Jake, the better it is. We got Joseph Farrell, founder of WorldNet Daily, coming up with us next. Friends, if you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Am I like brushing you the wrong way here, brother?
Brushing?
Brothers. Salutations.
Salutations.
All right, we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant in your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Let me say this again. John Wesley, the great field preacher. Oh, a young person's definition. He was a serious kick in the pants. He really was. Matter of fact, he used to have church, you want to talk about a rebel. He was a field preacher. 1,500 people used to congregate in the fields, in amphitheater settings. He was kicked out of the church, read John 16, and he would have church with George Whitfield, John Wesley, Charles Wesley, and another individual, another reformer.
Yeah.
But these four would meet, and then they'd go reach the masses because they were, ostracized out of the church, or from the church, I'm sorry. Is that why Jesus continuously got kicked out of these synagogues and they tried to throw him over hills and they wanted to crucify him, so therefore they did? Told too much truth? Is that what the deal is or what? Anyways, Jesus was a radical, friends. Jake?
Jesus was radical.
Come on.
Hey, he's a militant guy.
Uh-huh.
When you gonna pick up your weapons? You got no business being sissy.
Yeah.
Got no business being little play fake. Man, Jesus knew what he wanted to do. And he done it.
He did.
What about you?
That was actually a woman preacher. And Jake's doing the translation there. That was fantastic,
she was
Jake.
Radical.
It really was. Hey, now, here's the deal, guys. Joseph Farah, WorldNet Daily, is the guy that picks up our columns every week exclusively. I'd rather he not be on the line right now, but I do want him to hear what I have to say. I respect Joseph Farah probably more than I do anybody else in the media world. Why? Because he's willing to say what needs to be said and do what needs to be done. Jake, you were just exemplifying a woman preacher in South L.A.
saying what needed to be said.
And doing what needed to be done.
Right.
She was telling the truth and shaming the devil, right? And what happened, friends, is Joseph actually picked up our commentaries about a year and a half ago. And each week he vets me. And when I say he vets me, he continuously raises the bar on what he allots to be on the front page of the WorldNet Daily. And I want to tell you what, it's not easy to do that. But I'm so thankful that I have a Joseph Ferret in my life that raises the bar on me. Most people don't like that. I'm always praying, Lord, perfect that which concerneth me. I'm imperfect. I'm infallible. Yes, I know. And there's people out there that can add to my life, and Joseph Ferret just happens to be one of them. So I just want to welcome Joseph Ferret, the founder of WorldNet Daily. Thank you for joining the Sons of Liberty, sir.
Hey, Bradley, why didn't you want me to hear all that?
Sometimes it's easier.
I need to hear some stuff like that every once in a while, man.
You're absolutely right. You know what? And I tell my wife that all the time. Honey, these people, as a matter of fact, let me give you a case in point really quick, Joseph. There's a lady that you once in a while will publish.
Right.
And she's very famous all across the country. And I don't personally agree with everything she says, but I still have a godly love in my heart for this individual. And my in-laws...
Well, there are a few people like that.
Yes.
That we run in WND. You might... I feel the same way about them.
Yeah, well, here's my point, Joseph. So during Christmas time, my in-laws, their pastors, had this individual over to her house, over to their house, and I snowmobiled over to their house, and she was sitting there by herself, and my father-in-law came out and told me, you know, everybody thinks that this woman is so famous, and she's got all this stuff going on, yet she had no place to go for Christmas.
Wow.
And so in saying that, I totally understand it, and I didn't mean any disrespect by that. It's just sometimes easier or cooler sometimes when other people say, hey, did you hear what Bradley said about you, Joseph? So you heard me. All is good. And I really do respect you. And by the way, Joseph, every week that I do my articles, it's like we will go through that thing 20 and 30 times now. And I'll say, Joseph's not going to accept that. He's not going to let this one go. We're going for the front page, and it's going to be some work, guys. So I do want you to understand we are raising the bar.
Just so you know, I never read them in advance. I only hear about them, and I do have some say in whether they get on the front page or not.
Okay.
But I don't have the time to get into editing columns, so you know, Ron Strom is the first bar, our commentary editor. He's the guy you got to impress first, and then he's got to impress me. Because he's trying to get his best stuff on the front page. That's the way it works.
So at the end of the day, it's still Joseph everybody has to appease.
The gatekeeper.
That's right.
I gotta appease somebody too. You know that.
Amen. Amen. Now, Joseph, you wrote an article on December 28th, and you said, "Is it time to consider civil disobedience?" And right when I seen that was on my heart, and I was actually going to do a piece on that until I seen your piece. And this is what you had said. Americans can sit by and watch government ignore the Constitution and all the principles that made the country great. Or they can take action like they did in 2010. Americans can get out into the streets and let the government know in no uncertain terms, will they not accept the imposition of Obamacare? They will not accept the endless spiraling debt. They will not accept unlimited government. They will not accept intrusions into our personal liberties. They will not accept rogue government doing what it pleases, when it pleases, and to whom it pleases. You said, in fact, it might be time to resort to civil disobedience in defense of the Constitution. That sounds pretty radical, man.
Right. Well, actually, you know, talking about editors, I had to get that one edited by somebody here. I had David Capellian look at it because, and he made some adjustments that were very, very, you know, some really good fine tuning because, you know, we're in dangerous territory when we start talking about stuff like this because, you know, where is it coming from? Is the right spirit there? And we don't want to be misunderstood.
That's right.
When we talk about issues like this. And so let me just say that, you know, we all need editors, and I was very thankful for David's contributions to that to kind of keep me in line, you know, because, look, I'm like, you know, Sam Adams. I mean, I think, obviously I didn't know Sam Adams. He was a little before my time, but, you know, when I read about the founding fathers, he's the guy I most identify with, and he tended to, you know, be the most explosive, volatile, shoot from the hip. And that's me, okay?
Yeah.
And so I need somebody to check on me too. But here's the thing. If there ever was a time for civil disobedience, I'll be quite honest with you, in the history of the United States, and there have been many, and we applaud many of those periods today. And in fact, in Obama's inauguration address, you know, he applauded, he applauded one of them, which was Selma. And then he praised the gay riot at the Stonewall Inn, which is almost unbelievable. I mean, you can't even have a conscience or any sense of right or wrong in doing that. And he didn't get any flack for that whatsoever. I mean, that was an act of extreme violence where policemen were hurt, injured severely. They attempted to burn down the building with policemen in it. Thank goodness they were rescued. But Barack Obama praised that action at Stonewall. And so, you know, he can get away with saying anything he wants, but you and I, we got to be very careful. Mm-hmm. So is there a time for civil disobedience? Of course there is. I mean, you know, when laws are broken, when the law is, and the, you know, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution, is infringed upon, what recourse do we have?
You brought it up, Joseph. You said that civil disobedience is actually a defense to the Constitution.
That's right.
Well, of course it is.
You brought up Obamacare. You're not going to participate as an individual in this column that you wrote.
Right.
And you said your company wouldn't participate. Well, is that civil disobedience?
Right.
That's obedience to God, right?
Right, right. Well, in case in point, again, resistance to tyranny is obedience to God. And Joseph, it's interesting that I get people after tea parties come up to me and say, are you saying that we're not supposed to obey government? I said, no, but can you show me in Scripture where you're supposed to obey government that violates his laws? You can't find it anywhere.
No, I
think it's pretty radical.
There's a lot of misinterpretation there that people will throw at you, but it's not there. I have had some people write to me who are so convinced that the Bible actually says that we're supposed to obey government at all costs, that they believe that the founding fathers were wrong, that they were out of line in fighting tyranny in the 18th century. And I tell them, when they say that to me, I say, well, I think you should, you know, leave the country. I think you should go find a place that has, you know, more of a biblical heritage to live in, because you're reaping the benefits of those men who put everything on the line, you know.
But wasn't the context of everything in our foundation? You brought up Samuel Adams. His context was the Bible. No Christian man should be a slave of conscience to a dictatorship.
Well, I think here we're dealing with a government today that advocates the murder of 3,700 babies a day without remorse. We have a government today that advocates an abomination in the sight of God, homosexuality, gay marriage, which has never been in the history of mankind. I mean, when we begin to look at civil disobedience, I think the real question is who's disobeying and who's obeying?
That's right.
And we, the people, are not disobeying the laws of God, nor of the Republic, which is based on the Mosaic Constitution. So therefore, the real question is who's doing the disobeying? And I think in America, I think we got a pretty good grip on it. We just need to act upon what we know now.
We need to act.
Is really what it comes down to. Joseph, can I hold you over for one more segment?
You bet.
You got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty, talking to Joseph Ferreth, WorldNet Daily, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We'll be right back after this break. Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties. And we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV. The burglar deterrent.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, friends. If you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We're talking to Joseph Farah, founder of WorldNet Daily, and I'm highlighting one of his articles, and it was called, "It's Time to Consider Civil Disobedience." And one of the quotes, Joseph, was, "As the author of the Tea Party Manifesto, I want to see the excitement we all experienced in 2010 reignited." And then you went on to say, "We had Washington running scared in 2010, true that, and the elections that year reflected the numbers mobilized by the Tea Party movement. However," you said, "those politicians who were the beneficiaries of the vote have betrayed us."
Yep.
True that. "The man who was made Speaker of the House as a result of the election is now clearly part of the problem." True that. "Reinvigorated Tea Party movements need to recognize simply electing a new set of politicians is not enough. Politics isn't something we do every 2 years. It's a 24/7, 365-day activity that never ends. Once politicians are elected, they need to hear from the American people." That would be you, my friends. "They need to see you, and they need to fear you." And that's exactly what Thomas Jefferson rightly said. He said, "When the people fear the government, you have liberty. But when the people..." The other way around, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Jake.
"When people fear the government, you have tyranny. But when the government fears the people, you have liberty."
This is what you said lastly, Joseph. I'm going to give you the last 5 minutes here. If you love America...
I like hearing you read my stuff. Can you just read my stuff from now on and not...
And not let you talk.
I won't bother writing it.
No. It's just, I'm trying to get in a half hour here because I highlighted like five different areas that I wanted to talk about, but I know I'm not going to get that time. So I really wanted to highlight and get in there what I can. And here it is. If you love America, it's time to get back out into the streets. It's time to organize your neighbors in your communities. And it's interesting, 9 times out of 10, you talk to your neighbors, they're saying and thinking the same things that you are, my friends. He said, Joseph said, it's time to challenge the media as we did in 2010, even when they disparaged us or ignored us. What say you, sir?
Well, you know, and there, something else has come up since I wrote that, which, you know, I think makes it all more relevant than ever, and that is this unbelievable attack on the Second Amendment.
That's right.
You know, so now, I mean, believe me, I'm pushed over the edge. You know, if somebody thinks that they're going to take my personal property, my personal firearms, you know, if somebody in the government thinks they're going to do that, that's just not going to happen. And I hope that the overwhelming number of Americans who are gun owners, you know, have that position. However, I got some bad news for you guys. We did some polling on this recently in the last week or so. I don't know if you saw it.
Yep.
And I was very shocked and disappointed that, you know, it was sort of 50-50 out there. Meaning that, and you know, this was a scientific poll we conducted with our regular pollster. You know, and I'm convinced that it's accurate. But about 50% of Americans right now, according to that poll, are ready to give up their guns.
You know, I think
they may be 50% who don't own any guns. I don't know. We that wasn't part of the poll, but I think more than 50% of Americans own guns
easily.
And so this is very disturbing.
You know, Joseph, I'd like to say something to all those that may be fence hoppers or fence sitters on the show right now. Homeland Security is seeking 7,000 assault weapons for personal defense. These are the identical weapons they want to take from you, but they want to arm themselves with. This isn't an issue.
And they call them personal defense weapons.
That's right.
They specifically want them to defend themselves.
That's right.
Not you.
And that's the purpose. So what are they defending?
What do they want to defend themselves from is
exactly
the question. Is it us?
Right.
Because they certainly aren't defending themselves down at the border,
mm-hmm,
where they're
That's
responsible
right. That's right.
for keeping people, you know, out of this country who don't belong here. They don't do that.
Yep.
So who are these? Now, and that's 7,000 weapons. That's a drop in the bucket.
Right.
How about the 2.1 billion rounds of ammunition
mm-hmm.
that they've ordered?
Yep.
Which, by the way, I'm sure you've noticed, it's very difficult for us to now go out and buy ammunition.
Yep.
Those of us who like to, you know, do target
go to the range.
Practice and
sure.
so forth, it's next to impossible. 2 weeks ago, went to a range. They put a 4-box limit on certain kinds of ammunition that I use. This week, it's 2-box limit.
Yep.
And, you know, I'm sure next week it'll be 1-box. And police departments can't get the ammunition they need to do
local
their
government.
Target practice. So they're
right.
they're dry firing right now.
You brought up the
Do you guys notice that Bradley's really kind of staying in the background and letting you guys talk? I just wanted everybody to understand that I am a gentleman. Okay. You guys go on. You go ahead.
You brought up the ammo and all the ammo that's coming in, and I'm not going to go too far out into left field on this, but do we think that all that ammo is just for federal agencies, or could it be to arm other militaries, perhaps from other countries, to be used against American citizens? That's
well,
not
this
so
is Homeland
far-fetched.
Security.
Yes.
This is Homeland Security. Here's my theory.
Using?
Do you remember a long time ago, I had the privilege of breaking this story. Actually, Obama broke it, but nobody paid any attention until I gave it some notoriety. He said that one of his goals was to create a civilian national
yep.
defense force.
That's right.
That would be as big as the Defense Department,
mm-hmm.
as expensive and as big. Maybe that's what he's doing right now. Maybe Homeland Security is that
yep.
Civilian security force that he talked about. Now, there's another possibility here. Maybe this is a way to impose gun control without passing any legislation whatsoever. Suppose that, you know, suppose Homeland Security buys up all the ammunition in the country, you have just imposed gun control without passing a single piece of legislation.
Well, two
and
levels.
We're darn close to that right now. I mean, we are, it's a, you know, we're in scarcity right now. For folks who have never stockpiled ammunition before, like I have, you got to be worried right now. Where are you going to get it from?
Joseph, for the younger generation, did you see this going on during the 60s, or was it not yet this bad?
See what going on?
This sort of disobedience with those that serve we the people. Was it scary back in the 60s like this?
Let me tell you something. In the 60s, the left wasn't in favor of gun control. They were out defending the Black Panther Party, which was marching around toting shotguns, toting rifles, even on government property. They were exercising their Second Amendment rights, and the ACLU was out defending them. When the police would come and even harass the armed Black Panther Party members, the ACLU would be there and say, wait, what are you talking about? We've got a Second Amendment in this country. Anybody can carry a weapon. We have the right to bear arms. That's how upside down everything has become with the left in this country. Now that they're in charge, they want to disarm everybody.
Yeah. That goes on with the new political theory here that the Democrats, today's Republicans are yesterday's Democrats, Democrats today are today's new socialist communists. That's how far the party has gone down. You wrote a book called Taking America Back, and in your hope, and even in this article, you said maybe we need to submit ourselves to arrest by tens of thousands, overwhelming the injustice system. You're bringing up, this is reality America, what Joseph is talking about. This isn't like, oh yeah, I remember what Martin Luther King Jr. did that. Good for him. We don't got to do that anymore. Hey, this could be a reality, could it not, Joseph?
Yeah, it could be a reality. Maybe our only reality. It may be we may not have any choice but to do that, especially if we're disarmed. I mean, quite honestly, you know, it has worked in history where, you know, nonviolent civil disobedience was such a powerful weapon, that it actually, you know, won the day. You know, I mean, we still today venerate people like Gandhi and Martin Luther King, as a result of what they did, some of which was good, some of which may not have been good, but it in fact, it worked.
Yep, you got it. You know what? You said, I want to make the point that you have been through all of these decades of moving, and you see that this is where we're at right now in this particular time, historically speaking. We have to apply that which we know, folks, and we're accountable before our maker. That's what I appreciate about you, Joseph, and WND.com.
Well, you know, the ultimate act of civil disobedience was what Jesus did by laying down his life on the cross.
Yep. When injustice
nothing has changed history more in the history of the world than that one single act.
Amen.
When injustice becomes the law, resistance becomes duty, Thomas Jefferson.
We just want to say thank you for Joseph Farrell, WorldNet Daily. Now, did you guys notice how WorldNetDaily.com, friends. Did you notice how I just backed up?
Wonderful,
I just,
gentlemen.
Yeah, but I was nice enough to let you guys talk because I'm such a long-winded brother from another mother. But I totally appreciate the fact that we had Joseph Farah on the radio program because Joseph Farah is literally a kick in the pants. He's the one that actually started telling me, listen, we used to go out and they would pull my hair and kick, you know, smack my face and then they'd cry victim. That's what was going on in the 60s. Friends, Thomas Jefferson rightly said, where wrongs are pressed because it is believed they will be born, resistance becomes morality because you're in obedience with God. 1 John 3:18, sonsoflibertyradio.com, talk to you in 23.
Feeling like there are too many pressures and demands on you? Losing sleep, worrying about tests and schoolwork, eating on the run because your schedule is just too busy? You may be under too much stress, and it may be affecting your mind. Get your mental edge back with Nootropic Mind Power from MindRegard.com. Nootropic Mind Power is not a drug, but a natural supplement. Its 12 powerful ingredients are natural and non-GMO, plus it's gluten-free, wheat-free, and formulated by Americans for Americans by an NSF-certified laboratory. Nootropic Mind Power is available at MindRegard.com, spelled MindRegard.com, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Free your mind with Nootropic Mind Power Cognitive Supplement from MindRegard.com. MindRegard. Clearly see tomorrow and yesterday. Today.